Wall Street started to crawl back from the worst day of the year. Well, at least they started that way. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 6th day of August. Thanks for clicking through, everybody. You know, while you were working, Jeff Bezos sold some Amazon stock, a bunch of it. The Apple Card rollout, we've got some news on that. In other tech news, the president says he's watching Google. Walmart and security, a new worry. Speaking of retail, Barney's New York filed for bankruptcy. Four prior Fed chairs rebuke political interference in the central bank. Those stories and a story about addiction coming up today. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The Business News is next.
Hey, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach me on Twitter? You can do that. I am at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. For the broadcast, it is at I-O-B underscore News Hour. All right. Today, the Dow opened up by over 200 points higher, but quickly reversed course. As investors continue to fret over looming global trade issues, the value of Chinese currency, Brexit, and even domestic terror issues. Overnight, China's central bank set the yuan's official reference point at stronger than the 7 yuan to the dollar point. The move calmed currency markets, initially rocked by fears the U.S.-China trade war was devolving into a currency war. Shares of companies whose future prospects hang in the balance because of the trade war center around U.S. companies like Caterpillar, Apple, and Micron. You can follow the day's events from Wall Street up on our Twitter feed. From our How the Other Folks Live department, Jeff Bezos sold an additional $1 billion worth of Amazon shares last week, shortly after cashing in $1.8 billion. He disposed of over 532 shares on Thursday and Friday after selling nearly a million shares earlier in the week. While last week's disposals were his only sales of 2019, they were enough to make it his biggest ever year of selling stock. Proceeds are said to be going to his Blue Origin rocket and space business. And Jeff Bezos still has plenty. He owns a 12% stake in Amazon valued at about $100 billion. Apple's new credit card, issued in partnership with Goldman Sachs, began a preview rollout today and then becomes broadly available to all iPhone users in the U.S. later this month. Apple says a random selection of people who signed up to be notified about the Apple Card will be invited to sign up today, although the company won't disclose exactly how many people will be in the preview group. The sign-up process, which requires iOS 12.4, involves entering your address, birthday, income level, and the last four digits of your Social Security number. That information is then sent to Goldman Sachs, which will approve or decline your application in real time. Apple says it should take less than a minute. Now, there is a TransUnion credit check involved, so if you've locked that, you've got to unlock it before you can proceed. Sign-up happens directly and entirely, by the way, on the iPhone. Apple says the Apple Card is meant to broadly be accessible to every iPhone user, so the sign-up requirements will not be as strict as some premium cards. Once you've been approved, your new card will show up in your Apple Wallet immediately and be available for use. You can request Apple's fancy titanium card for free during setup, and it will arrive in the mail later. In other tech news, today, President Trump stepped up his accusations against Google, claiming without offering evidence that the technology company worked to subvert his 2016 presidential campaign and warned that he was watching it very closely ahead of the 2020 election. Trump, in a series of early posts on Twitter, again raised questions about the search engine's work with China, despite his administration's earlier comments that any such work was limited. Mr. Trump accused Google of very illegal acts, but offered no evidence and no formal charges have been announced. Google responded by saying, quote, "We go to great lengths to build our products and enforce our policies in ways that don't take political leanings into account," and added, quote, "Distorting search results for political purposes would harm our business and go against our mission of providing helpful content to all of our users," end quote. Well, the horrific terrorist killing of 22 people at an El Paso Walmart has the world's largest retailer talking about customer and employee safety. The discounter has long dealt with violent crimes at its stores across the country, including one that took place less than a week ago in Mississippi, where a disgruntled employee killed two co-workers and wounded a police officer. In early November of 2017, three customers were killed at a Walmart in Colorado in a random shooting by a lone gunman. The El Paso store shooting, however, was the deadliest in the company's history. While no workers were killed, two are recovering from injuries. Meanwhile, the National Retail Federation says they have fielded calls from retailers around the country over the past weekend, many of whom just wanted to go over their security protocols. Walmart launched computer-based active shooter training in 2015 for all of its employees, and then in 2017, it made its workers take on a quarterly instead of an annual basis update. Last month, Walmart started incorporating virtual reality technology into its active shooter training. The training focuses on three pillars. Number one is to avoid the danger. Number two, keep your distance. And lastly, defend. In store locations with high crime, Walmart has off-duty policemen who patrol the parking lots. Now, in a related story, Walmart won't be making changes to its gun policy following that mass shooting in El Paso. According to a company spokesperson, the retailer already goes beyond federal law requiring background checks before selling firearms. Well, as we reported several weeks ago, with speculation that Barney's New York would file for bankruptcy, it is now official. The luxury retailer has reached an agreement with lenders for $75 million in extra financing to give it time to find a buyer. It will close 15 out of its 22 stores, and those stores included are in Chicago, Seattle, and Las Vegas, plus most of its outlets. The move comes after a steep rent hike at its flagship Madison Avenue store, which will remain open as retailers struggle with the shift to online shopping. Well, today, four former heads of the Federal Reserve warned that an erosion in the central bank's independence will undermine financial markets and damage the economy. In an apparent rebuke of President Trump, Paul Volcker, Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, and Janet Yellen wrote in an op-ed published by the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. central bank must be able to make decisions based on the best interests of the nation and not the interests of a small group of politicians. The former central bankers don't mention Trump by name, but the president has repeatedly criticized the performance of his own appointee to the top job at the Fed. That would be Jerome Powell. Trump has publicly called for Powell to cut interest rates and has declined to rule out the possibility of demoting him. This past weekend, I was doing some volunteer work with the local Salvation Army. It was a drive to get folks to donate school supplies. While there, a man came up to us and started talking about how the Salvation Army Recovery Center helped him turn his life around and how now he cares for his family with a good job and a bright future. The person in charge of this volunteer event was Major Jason Poff, a recent transplant to the Des Moines, Iowa area. And that's where we're going to start with this story that really caught me off guard. We had a man come by here who with two children,
yep,
who was singing the praises of your adult recovery service. This is a service, I'm going to let you explain what it is, but he gave all honor and glory to the Salvation Army for turning his life around. I thought it was a fantastic statement, something we should have captured on video, by the way, says the marketing guy. Tell us, what is this and what is it doing?
Well, our adult rehabilitation centers have programs where we'll take people from detox all the way through multiple levels of recovery. This gentleman, as he approached us, told us he actually spent time in two different recovery centers, one in Minnesota and one in here, and talked about how it changed his life. And that's absolutely true. It's an opportunity for them to get a faith-based pattern of changing the trajectory of their life.
And those life trajectories can be awfully self-deprecating. I mean, they can really be a causation for all kinds of problems down the road. So when you talk about this adult recovery service, how long is it? What do you do? How do people find out about it? And where is it at?
Well, it varies. The programs vary as far as times, and I don't have the specific information for Des Moines. Usually a detox program will go up to 30 days, and then the other programs can, I know if people have been up to 2 years working on their own recovery. So, it can vary for individuals, but, you know, the key is that people come in and they're kind of guided on how to make better choices. Often we find ourselves, nobody chooses to be addicted, right? But a lot of times we don't plan our life out in a way that steers us away from that. And so that's what we try to do, is give them skills to help make choices that will lead them where they ultimately want to be versus where they are.
Well, one of the things that was so evident about this young man that stopped by, and he stopped again, he had two children with him, he was very well dressed, he was giving all honor and glory to this whole recovery system, and at the same time, he said to me, off mic, obviously, he said, I have everything to be thankful for, I have a fantastic job, a great family, I'm raising my kids, and I've got everything going for me now, and it's all because of this.
Yeah, and really, while that's an incredible compliment, it's true. But it's also due to some hard work that he's put in. He's had to make the choices and the decisions. We've given him opportunities, and he has he's taken those opportunities. And we together have been a part of his life transformation.
Major Poff with the Salvation Army, he's headquartered now in Des Moines, but I understand you're kind of close by to my hometown of Detroit originally.
I am originally from Flint, and we just moved here from Grand Rapids, so Michigan's near and dear to my heart.
Well, you've got some challenges in Flint as well, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks for doing this.
Hey, my pleasure.
Well, that concludes another edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for tuning in. By the way, we will have links to the Salvation Army website up on our radio blog. All right, thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For Major Jason Poff and the rest of the crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.